World leaders are trying again today on Darfur, the region in Sudan where ethnic fighting has killed an estimated 200,000 people and displaced millions. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is holding a summit in Ethiopia today. He's got officials from all over the globe. Here's the background for this interview coming up. Mr. Annan wants the UN to send a peacekeeping force to save black African villagers being attacked by Arab African militias. The Arab African government of Sudan won't allow the UN in. There are several thousand peacekeepers from the African Union, but they clearly cannot control what is happening. The BBC's Amber Henshaw joins us from Addis Ababa. Amber, the Sudanese government, as we said, has rejected this UN peacekeeping force. And I think about a month ago, they threw out the UN representative who was in Sudan. Any sign that they may be willing to allow people in?
I really don't think so. And I think that's why Kofi Annan decided to call this meeting, because I think they realised there was absolutely no chance that the Sudanese government was going to change its mind on the UN peacekeepers going in to replace the African Union troops. So they've had this meeting to try and come up with a compromise. Now, what the UN seemed to be offering is a hybrid solution whereby the African Union would work with the United Nations and perhaps have a joint operation. That seems to be one of the suggestions that's being talked about this afternoon. Now, I spoke to the Sudanese Foreign Minister Lam Akol earlier, and he made it fairly clear that that probably wouldn't be an option for the Sudanese government either. They're not keen on a joint command. They want to see the African Union troops staying in place, but perhaps beefed up.
Well, isn't some of this violence spreading to neighboring countries? I mean, we hear reports of fighting in Chad, of troops gathering along the border of Chad and perhaps Somalia as well. It's really a danger of things kind of really spinning out of control.
That's right. There is a concern that this problem could actually end up destabilizing parts of the region. You're right, there have been more deaths in Darfur reported today, and also there are now problems spreading into Chad and into the Central African Republic. So I think people are very concerned, and there is definitely a strong will to try and find a solution. The problem is trying to make everybody happy, because everybody has very different points of view. The Sudanese obviously really don't want the UN to take over the peacekeeping, and the United Nations are just having to work with what they can. So they're really trying to have to compromise and back down to a certain extent and realize that they're going to have to work more with the African Union troops that are beefed up.
Well, so many people are saying, do something about this, do something, do something. And Kofi Annan is leaving office on the 1st of January.
That's right. And actually, that coincides with the date when the UN peacekeeping troops are due to take over in Darfur. So I think there does need to be an urgent resolution. There's only a few weeks left to go. And I think people are hoping that there will be some kind of breakthrough today. There's still a little bit of hope. But as I say, the meeting is dragging on. And we don't know how long it's going to go on for this evening.
The BBC's Amber Henshaw in Addis Ababa. Amber, thank you.
Bye-bye.